We are now going to start here with our post-race press conference here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series with the 21st Annual Production Alliance Group 300 race-winning team. We're joined by the winning driver, Cole Custer, driver of the 00, Thompson Pipe, Haas CNC Ford for Stuart Haas Racing, and crew chief Mike Shiplett. We'll open the floor directly to questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you. We're going to start with Elliot and then go to Christian and then to Kathy.
Elliot Stern, Santa Maria Times. Congratulations on your win. This is not only for you an early season win, but a hometown win. Did you have a lot of family and friends, and what's it like racing in front of your hometown fans?
Yeah, it meant a lot. I mean, I grew up racing, you know, in Orange Show about 20 minutes from here, and then at Irwindale, that's, you know, another 20 minutes from here. So it means a lot to come back here and win. Obviously, we had tons of people out here taking pictures. That's why it took so long to get here. But it's an awesome, awesome win. I mean, one of the best tracks. I mean, every driver, I think, wants to win here because of how cool the track is, and then also a hometown track. It means a lot.
Christian?
Christian Culley, frontstretch.com. Cole, your teammate finished fifth, and then you won the race. How much has having a teammate helped the organization, and how much has it helped you as a driver so far this season?
Yeah, I mean, none of it's been a negative for us. I mean, and as the year goes on, it's just going to get better and better. I think we have two good teams. It's just we're sharing, being able to share information, bounce ideas off each other driving wise. You know, it's all going to help. And, you know, and even being able to help each other on the racetrack a little bit too.
Go next to Kathy.
Kathy Brown, Pitting Outside the Box. The last 3 years I've talked to you before this race, every year you keep telling me how special it would be to win here. I mean, come on, Cole. You got to have some more emotions than that. Are you going to go out and celebrate with In-N-Out tonight? What are you going to do tonight?
Well, I can drink this year.
That's right. So.
But I don't know. I think I'm cruising the campgrounds. It's an event through the track that I'm going to do, so that'll be a cool thing. But I don't know. This one, it definitely means a lot. You know, I'm staying for tomorrow, so going to live it up in L.A. for the night.
Go next to Justin.
Justin Schuler, Speedway Media. Cole, what's it like when you see Kyle Busch out front and then a mistake happens on pit road? How does that change your approach to the race halfway through when you see that kind of mistake from him and now you feel like you have maybe a different shot at the race?
Well, even when he was in front of us, I felt like if the restart came out or a really long run happened, I feel like we could have maybe caught him. I mean, we were pretty even, I would say, but right there when they had that mistake on pit road, that definitely made it so I just knew I had to get clean air and I needed to pull away as fast as I could because I knew we were the second fastest car or you know, it was pretty much between us two. So I needed to get as far away as possible and build up a lead, and we were just able to do that.
Additional questions here in the deadline room. We'll go up front here to Lee.
Cole, I'm looking at your numbers so far, and they're pretty miraculous. I know you made one big change in the offseason with Shiplett. Just talk, the two of you talk about how you approach this season and why you think that the numbers are finally, you know, coming where you'd like to see them.
I mean, obviously it's my third year. I have a lot more experience. And then also, you know, having Mike, I think it's been huge, you know, bringing, they had won a lot of races at Ganassi last year. It has a lot of experience with over the years with different drivers and everything, and brings new mindsets to our organization also from, you know, where we started. So I think it helped a lot, and it came together pretty late. I think, you know, right when Ganassi shut down their Xfinity team. But, you know, I think it's been definitely a gain for our team.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot with Cole, you know, racing against him for the last 2 years previous to this. You know, he has a lot of talent, and we just needed to fine-tune it and find his where he was the weakest at and capitalize on them. He's got plenty of speed. He's got a lot of poles. Just needed to finish off the car. You know, the big thing was he had real good short-run speed, so we focused more on the long-run speed. Bringing over Davin Restino, you know, was a big help getting us going. He's been my engineer for the last 4 years and brought him over here. So that was a big help to get everything going faster. Just everything came together. They had a good core group of guys at the shop, and we just all hit it off, started working together, and starting to see now the cars that we were able to build back in January.
Hi, Cole. John Palminteri up at KEYT in Santa Barbara, Ventura County. We've heard a lot about your family and friends here. I know Gene was here as well. Can you talk about the people that came down from Haas Automation and all the support you've been getting from them since you're so close to their plant at Oxnard?
Yeah, I mean, there's a long list of people who it was their hometown race. I mean, it was for me, Thompson Pipe Group, who was on the car this week. They're, you know, 10 miles from here. And then, and they actually, a lot of people don't know the story. I grew up racing with their family, and my quarter midget track shut down in Pomona, and Ken Thompson had a, you know, concrete business, made pipes, and so they built a quarter midget, you know, concrete racetrack about at Orange Show Speedway and kept everybody racing in the quarter midget community. So I probably wouldn't be here without them. And then, you know, Haas Animation, I wouldn't be here without them. Also, how much Gene supported me, and they're right up in Ventura. So, I mean, it's just, it was a great race for everybody.
Any additional questions here in the deadline room? We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Mike, I know you talked about working with Cole on the long run speed. Obviously, Cole's somebody who's won before, but to take the next step and to win more consistently, Cole, maybe you can answer this question as well, is what were the things, what are the differences between somebody who can win occasionally and somebody who can be more of a dominant figure? And I know you've had some drivers who've had multiple wins in seasons. You know, how you viewed it, and Cole, what were you looking for Mike to kind of help? So, you know, as you said, you had this, the speed, turning that speed into, you know, where this isn't just one win, this becomes two, three, four, five wins in a season.
You know, the biggest thing is just being consistent. You can't win if you're running around 10th all the time. You know, if you're in the top five every week, being consistent, you have a chance of winning every week and getting all the details out of the car. NASCAR does a great job of inspecting these cars. And you, but you have to get every single thing out of them you can every single week if you want to run up front and capable of winning every race. And you got to have a very talented driver, which we do, and I'm really looking forward to the rest of the year with Cole.
What he can maybe further pull out of you, you obviously you've won races, so you can do it, but what's the taking that next step to being a dominant guy?
I think it just takes everything throughout the team, you know, having – you know, really good pit crew, the driver doing his job in every single aspect on restarts and getting the car how he wants. And then, you know, that team, you know, bringing speed with the cars and having the long run speed, but still being able to fire off all right. It's just, it takes everything, honestly. I mean, you can run in the top five and have speed at times, and you can maybe sneak out a win or two, but to be a dominant team, you got to have everything, really. So I think we're working towards that. And I think, you know, hopefully we figured it out this weekend and we can keep it doing it throughout the year.
Do we have any questions in the press box? Any questions in the press box?
Yes, three questions.
Okay, come on up.
Actually, two questions. First of all, congratulations to you, Cole. Wolfgang Monser from Germany Rennsport Press Agency. Question number one, I had the impression, which may be wrong, but just looking during the race, that your car was quicker in stage two than in stage three than in stage two. Can you give me some comment on that? And the second question, from lap 95 to 111, you were following directly Kyle Busch. Did you study his driving style to find out the weak points?
Yeah, I mean, I think we made a little bit, you know, gains on our car throughout the race. It's tough because, you know, you try and fix one thing, it hurts the other thing. So it's, you know, we knew our car was fast, and I don't think we wanted to hurt it, you know, was the biggest thing. So we just kind of adjusted a little bit and made it a little bit better at, you know, time after time. And then definitely when I ran behind Kyle that one run, I definitely learned a little bit in three and four, you know, how he was running the track and the different lanes he was running. So definitely whenever we can run against these guys, we learn a lot. But I think it is good how they're limited, because I think we put on a little bit better racing when we're by ourselves for the fans. But I think you have to race against them to learn.
Any additional questions upstairs?
Yeah, this is Chris Knight from CatchFence.com. Cole, I just was curious about going to Texas Motor Speedway in a few weeks as the most recent winner there, and obviously now as the most recent winner in the Xfinity Series, about carrying that momentum forward.
Yeah, Texas has always been a good track for us in the past, always had a lot of speed there, so we always look forward to coming back. I think, you know, Mike ran good there last year, so, I mean, I'm sure we will go there and have a lot of speed. It's just a matter of doing what we did today and, you know, staying out front, having clean air, and not making any mistakes, really.
Any additional questions in the press box?
That's it.
We'll come back downstairs to Elliot.
Okay, so Busch got penalized, I don't know, around one lap 115 or so for the uncontrolled tire, and he put him back to ninth, but he quickly worked himself back up to where he's behind you. Now all of a sudden he's in second. Race is coming to a close. You've got this guy in your rearview mirror.
did the nerves kick in or just keep focusing on staying in front? What's going through your mind with Bush bearing down on you?
I mean, you definitely look in the mirror and you see that, you know, black car, and you're hoping that, you know, it doesn't get bigger. But really, I mean, you just got to keep telling yourself, you know, hit your marks, don't overdrive it. You know, just everything that you've learned throughout the race, just you need to perfect it and you need to focus on yourself and not what's behind you. But, you know, I think it just worked out that, you know, we had a little bit better car than probably he did at the end of the race, and I was able to hit my marks and, you know, pull away a little bit.
Any additional questions downstairs here? We'll go to Lee.
Can you just talk about the satisfaction of beating him, though? I mean, there's great satisfaction in winning, but my gosh, when you beat a guy who's not just the best when he comes to your series, but the best in the sport right now, it's got to give you some gratification.
Yeah, it means a ton, honestly. I mean, obviously he's going to be one of the legends in our sport, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer. You know, I think it means a lot to beat those guys and even the race with them, so it means a ton to, you know, come out on top and keep him at 199.
Cole, Mike, congratulations on your victory, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.